You're with us for the morning show as we meet one of Wisconsin's Teachers of the Year. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Patty Zemke, a sixth grade health teacher in the Wausau School District. She teaches at John Muir Middle School and Horace Mann Middle School. She's one of five educators selected as 2022 Wisconsin Teachers of the Year. What do you want to ask this longtime educator about teaching in the pandemic? Teachers, let's hear from you. How have you changed? How has your approach to reaching your kids changed? 800-642-1234 to join in. Patty, congratulations and welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much.
So what have you learned from the pandemic about reaching kids, about teaching them?
Well, I've always tried to make connections with my students in the classroom. We spend at least 5 to 10 minutes every day just getting to know one another through silly questions and different activities. But during the pandemic, I got to see the other side of them as far as who's taking care of their brothers and sisters while trying to hold a Google Meet, and obviously met all their pets, because what cat doesn't like to walk across the keyboard when you're in the middle of a meeting?
What have you changed about your approach, your style of teaching? Because you are, you know, you do try to make such a connection with the students, and yet through screens, it had to be a whole lot different.
It was. But I actually think we got to know each other better through the screen. I know that sounds not what people would typically think, but in class, if you're just having a class discussion, not everybody answers. There's students that don't care to share what they think. On the screen, I got a written response from everyone. And so I was able to see what those students who wouldn't talk in the class would actually what they actually thought.
So there was a lot more writing involved.
Well, not a lot, you know, comment here, comment there, a sentence. But I just really enjoyed it.
How did you?
It was harder to teach that way because it was hours of reading and commenting, but it was worth it.
Did you have any challenges in keeping their attention in the virtual setup?
I do not think so. I had probably 90 to 100% participation because we just got to talk. So I know when we would have staff meetings, some of the staff would say, you know, the kids are really asking if they can just have some time and have a Google Meet where they can just talk and hang out virtually. And we need a teacher to observe that or listen to that. But we just talked. We ate breakfast together in the morning and talked. And then we'd get on to our curriculum as needed. But it was very comfortable to just hang out in the morning. And we started at 7:40 a.m. And they were all there ready to go.
Wow. If you're just joining us, we're talking with one of Wisconsin's 2022 Teachers of the Year, Patty Zemke, a sixth grade health teacher for the Wausau School District. You can join in. What questions do you have for a middle school health teacher and these experiences? What innovations in education do you want to stick around after the pandemic? What have you learned by teaching virtually? 800-642-1234. I'm wondering, Patty, you know, in the legislature, there's been a whole lot of pressure from lawmakers to have schools get back to in-person instruction. And as a teacher, did you feel that pressure to get back into the classroom?
I did not as a teacher. Personally, I wasn't pushing to have the students back into the classroom because we were doing just fine virtually. I love to see the students in the classroom. It's great to see the actual person in the face rather than just a little icon. But for me and my health class, we were doing pretty well online.
So what is your status now? When did you convert to in classroom?
The students came back late February. And it was a great transition. You know, for example, you asked about, was it boring, or, you know, I teach health education, so our topics generally aren't boring, and people can think about their life and what's going on and assimilate with the topic. But the first day back in person, we were starting the topic of puberty.
And oh, my students, that will get their attention.
Yes. And they were very vulnerable that first day. I asked them what was the most challenging part about puberty that they were expecting. And I had a student teacher who also started for the first time that day. And his eyeballs were so huge. They were as big as plates because he couldn't believe that the students were so forthcoming with what they thought the challenges were.
Did the students feel safe enough to learn and to focus in the classroom because they've had experience perhaps at home with COVID? Maybe a parent is an essential worker. And I know my little ones were so scared about returning to the classroom.
Well, we had the option. If somebody didn't feel comfortable coming to school, they could still meet with us virtually. So I did have students that were still at home. And I had students in the classroom at the same time, which that was hard. You know, I liked it better when we were all virtual, and it would have been better if we were all in person. So having to split the teaching was difficult because it seemed like the students at home kind of got left in the dust, which was the good thing about having the student teachers. They could deal with the chat on the virtual meet and address the students at home while I address the students in the classroom. And then we would just switch so that he got to practice teaching too.
I feel like that would have been a challenge when you're trying to be two human beings, one meeting the expectations of the in-person class community and also having the students at home in still in that virtual setup. Did you kind of feel like a tug of war between two, trying to, you know, go back and forth?
I did. And it was difficult. You know, sometimes I felt like the students at home would join the meet and then I don't know where they went. Like I would try to get their attention or, you know, type in a chat to them and they didn't necessarily respond. Where if that was happening in the classroom, then you just go up to that student and figure out what's going on. So if I wasn't connecting with them at home, it was really difficult to figure out what was happening and what I needed to do to help them.
What questions did your students have about the coronavirus?
I would say they didn't really have too many questions this year, but they did have questions when the pandemic first started the year before. And we would take time to talk about that in class. And I obviously didn't know that much about it. So we just kind of talked about fears and what their adults were doing to change lifestyle to address the issue.
So it sounds like you did some learning together.
Definitely. We learned together in health class a lot. There's times when I'm just like, well, I think we better Google that. So yes, we practice learning together all the time.
We have middle school teacher from the Wausau School District, Patty Zemke, one of Wisconsin's 2022 Teachers of the Year. What do you want to tell a teacher? Do you work in education? What challenges have you faced in the hybrid environment, virtual and in-person classroom, doing both at once? Join in 800-642-1234. Looking back, looking at the future. We'll be back in a minute on the Ideas Network. The Department of Public Instruction, DPI, named 5 educators from across the state for its 2022 Wisconsin Teachers of the Year distinction. We're talking with one of them. Patty Zemke is here of the Wausau School District on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What innovations in education do you want to stick around after the pandemic? What has your school learned over the past year and change about new ways to reach kids? Still time to talk about education, how classroom learning changed, what the future holds, 800-642-1234. And Patty's with us for about 9 more minutes. Patty, the CDC recently released figures showing a sharp rise in suspected suicide attempts among adolescent girls, and attempts were up 50% in February and March this year, year over year. How worried should teachers and parents be about the pandemic's effects on student mental health?
I think everyone should be very worried. I mean, the adults that take care of these kids should be worried. And the mental health has kind of been a taboo subject for so many years. And now that we have social media and we have the ability to do these surveys and hear from more people, we're realizing, wow, mental health is really an issue. I just want people to start listening to their children, start listening to the students. And that's why I take time every single day to just talk to my students, because you learn so much from them. And if they're going to turn to schools, which is likely, I mean, we get a lot as an educator to do for our students. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with addressing the mental health needs through making connections. But there are some teachers that are really afraid of that. They don't know how to address mental health. They're worried, well, if I take time out of my class, then how am I going to get to the end of the book by the end of the year? And we've got to realize that just making connections with our students will help them engage and will help them empower them to raise their voice and say what they need.
Do you find teachers in your district have enough training, have enough resources on mental health?
Well, I actually ran some training a few years ago. I was in charge of a grant that was to create safe and supportive schools. And so we did an online training where there is scenarios and it had a student saying something and then the teachers had to choose the right reply or figure out how to deal with that situation. And the training also included, how do you talk to that student's adult? Because sometimes the adult doesn't necessarily want to hear the concerns that your child may have, you know, a mental health issue. We also have a great counseling staff. And if I feel that a student's in danger, you know, they deal with it right away. There's like within the next 2 minutes, it's very quick turnaround. So I feel pretty confident in our counseling staff to help these students.
And it sounds like those minutes really matter, that you really can't back burner this or maybe get to it tomorrow.
Definitely not. If I feel that a student's in danger, I make the phone call right then. I just stop. Well, I let the student know that I'm going to make the phone call. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't blindside them. You need to keep the conversation going. In fact, at one conference that I went to, we were used to, okay, you call the counselor and the counselor comes and gets the student and then, you know, you go on with class. Well, one school district, if the student was connecting with the teacher and talking to them, the teacher still called the counselor, but the counselor was there to continue the class.
Ah.
While the teacher continued the connection and conversation with the student, which is very interesting. And I think, wow, that's kind of a good idea. Now, obviously, I wouldn't know the steps to take that the counselor would, but at least I could continue the conversation and then the counselor would step in.
Yeah.
Later.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with one of Wisconsin's 2022 Teachers of the Year. Patty Zemke is a sixth grade health teacher for the Wausau School District. And we want to hear from you. Do you work as an educator? What challenges have you faced in the pandemic? How has your teaching changed? How has your school changed? 800-642-1234. You know, Patty, your application for Teacher of the Year, it mentioned working with students to develop grit. Why is grit important?
Grit is important because it also helps empower the students. students want to be heard. They want to be listened to, and giving them the grit to continue and to push forward, even if someone doesn't want to listen, I think is important. I always say, if you tell one adult and they don't listen to you, then go tell another adult and keep telling until someone actually listens to you. You have to persevere, and grit is very important in all aspects of life.
Mm. How do you develop grit in middle schoolers?
Oh, I don't know if I can develop their grit, but I can help develop or see their resiliency. Building empathy in the classroom. When we're having those conversations and listening to one another about what they did over the weekend or what happened the day before, we develop empathy and we learn how to listen to one another and how to respond appropriately. And then just through that, sometimes the other students encouraging, you know, if the student was not feeling successful in something over the weekend, the others can help encourage, and I guess empathy develops grit in my mind.
It sounds like the relationship building that you are doing in your class each day is also, you hope to carry over into all aspects of their lives, as well as you see these kind of skills build up in action through these deeper conversations.
Yes. Yes, they need to learn how to speak to one another with social media and texting and chats. They don't really understand how to have, you know, a face-to-face conversation and talk to one another. And unfortunately, a lot of students don't have an adult at home that talks with them. The adult at home is on their phone also. Mm-hmm. So I really think it's important to continue learning how to have a conversation. If we wanted to talk about some of the racial unrest in our country, we need to be able to do that in a respectful, responsible way. So that's where I hope it continues, like into adulthood, talking about tricky subjects. How can we do this respectfully?
Let's bring in Karen now in Green Bay. Hi, Karen. What are your thoughts?
Well, I worked at a school district, and we went through the trauma training and all of those things, and the teachers were very accepting of it. The problem we had is that during the Walker reign, we lost guidance counselors and social workers. So the teachers really, the social workers that were there and guidance counselors could not deal with all of the students in the district. So we weren't able to deal with the students' problems, you know, quickly. And a lot of times the teachers didn't have time to take their time to deal with the child, you know, when they really needed it. Sometimes they go to the principal's office. The principal wasn't available. It was really tough. We need more social workers and more guidance counselors in our schools, and psychologists. It just was really, really sad.
Karen, thank you. Yeah, Patty, your reaction to Karen.
I very much agree with that. It has been really difficult with lack of staff and lack of funding. Our district is lucky that we are bringing in 10 more counselors this year. I think it's 10. Don't quote me on that number. Into our district to help fight the needs of our students. But yeah, we got all that trauma training and to become a trauma sensitive school, but then not to be able to help the students as we knew was needed was really disheartening.
Hmm. What might the fall hold and how you will reconnect with students? What are you anticipating?
I'm anticipating a lot of smiling faces. They always like to come back in the fall anyway, because during the summer they don't get to see their friends as much, you know, whether they're traveling or they live far away. I think it's going to be a breath of fresh air, but also, you know, reteaching and relearning. They don't know what it's like to be in the classroom all together and how school starts they didn't even learn how to open up a locker last year because they carried all their things in a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So even those that are going into seventh grade, my school is sixth, seventh, and eighth. Those that are going into seventh grade, it's going to kind of be like their sixth grade again, as far as learning lockers and time schedules and getting from class to class.
Patty, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Patty Zemke is a sixth grade health teacher for the Wausau School District. She's one of five educators selected as 2022 Wisconsin Teacher of the Year. Coming up, we meet Tania Fisher from Social X in Milwaukee as we look at racism, discrimination, and representation in long-distance running. Are you a runner? Is the sport welcoming to people of color? 800-642-1234. We'll talk more after a news update on the Ideas Network.